So after the disaster of the last chapter, I have some words of rage. But yo, I'd rather turn the page, burn some sage for the emerging age. So let me tell you a story about giving birth to change. And it happens in a quaint little place called Cascadia. Lady waking up sees some fruit at the abandoned tree at the end of the street. She picks that fruit and she bakes a treat for a neighbor to eat. Not for a favor, but simply so the neighbor could save you the flavor. All across the city, they were changing behavior. Barbers and bakers and software creators all started trading. And not thinking of the profits, it was sacred economics, and it was awesome. There's more caring, more sharing, more joy, less stress, more people employed, less busyness. 20-hour work week, change gets deep. Even the realtors took the keys to the homes foreclosed, gave them to the peeps that sleep on the streets, and the city planners said instead of expanded the city's concrete, it's time to start planting gardens and trees. Even the police said more than law enforcement, we need to teach peace. Of course, the metamorphosis still had conflict. Conflict will always exist. But the revolution is in the resolution with peaceful, agreeable, equal solutions. Justice. Equality. Truth. And beauty. So may we turn the page with the days of our lives as a sacred scribe to the next chapter in the storybook. Next chapter, it has a new look. So may we turn the page with the days of our lives as a sacred scribe to the next chapter in the storybook. Next chapter, it has a new look.